اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يوم.
ويلكم يا ابو صفا. ويلكم.
شكر
يا رسول الكريم. اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are here in Fortis Room, Sirajul Islam Masjid, and it is the second of Zulhijjah 1446. So we have various topics to speak about. The first one is this month of Zulhijjah. This month of Zulhijjah is so important, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on it. In chapter 89, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us first the verse number 1 and verse number 2. Well, the Fajri, Allah takes an oath on Fajr time, because Fajr time we know most people are sleeping. Walayadin Ashr, Allah takes an oath on the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Our Ustad Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, who lived in Makkah Mukarramah for more than 50 years, he passed away in Istanbul. He used to write in his tafsir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعْنِ. Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on that which is very important and significant. So every day now we fast, mashallah, first, second, third, fourth, whatever. Siyamuha ka siyami sanatin, wa qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatil qadr. So every day we fast now, today, tomorrow, Sunday and so forth, you receive the virtue of fasting for 1 year. And at night we make ibadat, we stay away from vices and sins. So it's like making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. It's hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmidhi and in Ibn Majah. So and the day of Arafat comes, so day it will be Thursday, yeah, by us Friday. So you want to keep Thursday, Friday, you want to keep Friday, all acceptable. Remember that 2 days, 1 day. So Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. 2 years sins forgiven, remember the previous year and the following year. So imagine all these opportunities, occasions Allah is giving us. Who has guarantee we will see Eid this year? We don't have guarantee. How many people were with us last year this time, but they no more, they all buried history. So now we can pass away before sunset today. Any day it can happen. So we should prepare for all this occasion, my brothers. Allah is giving us all these opportunities. Next lesson is Sirajul Islam. I was so happy when my brother, my cousin Sikandar told me and Tariq told me the masjid name is Sirajul Islam. I don't know if so you all know what is the meaning of Siraj and so forth and so on in Islam. You see, if somebody asks you what is Islam, you must say, who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is nur, radiant, effulgence, where in the heavens and earth. Wherever you see, you will see the signs and symbols of Allah. Allah sends the rain. You look at your lawn, it's green. You look at your flowers, it's green, pink, blue. The kaleidoscope of colors, but the rain is one. So unity in diversity, diversity in unity. So everywhere the nur of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala becomes manifest. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubin. Allah Jalla Wala calls the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Noor. So his Noor Mubeen, his message is filled with Noorani and effulgence and radiance. Chapter 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and radiant Islam. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 1. People are involved in kufr and disbelief. People are involved in shirk. 8 billion plus people today. Maximum, if you state the figure, is 1 billion Muslims. Yet 2 billion is all fairy tales. We must be honest, not make mubalagha and lie, even in our deen. So remember, 1 billion we are, 12.5%, 10% of the world population. So we need to be very clear on these issues. So we have the best, we must share it with the rest. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the sun. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Allah made the sun a siraj. But for Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did Allah say? Sirajam Munira. The Noor of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message is now permeating and spreading in the whole entire world. People are seeing the visuals, the images coming out of the genocide of Gaza. You see, are these real people? Dr. Ala Najjar, do you know about her, my brothers and sisters and children? Dr. Ala Najjar is a Saudi citizen. The Saudis told her, you're a doctor, you're a pediatrician. Why you don't come to Saudi? She said, my husband is Palestinian. I want to serve the Palestinians. I have my 10 flowers in front of me. But these haramis, these Zionists, these pigs and swines, they murdered and martyred 9 of their children. The husband is fighting for his life. The one son, Adam, is fighting for his life. Until today, the next day, in her niqab, in her hijab, she went, she said, serving my people. This is Iman. This is Islam. When the Western media sees this, they say, if this is your Islam, then you are not the terrorist, you are the terrorized, and I want to become a true Muslim person. See the qurbani they are making, but the message that is bringing out to the world. Thousands of people are embracing Islam in different parts of the world. Allah Jalla Wala is Noor, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Noor, the Master Alayhi Salaam is Siraj al-Munira, the Nuraniyat and the radiance of the message of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is spreading throughout the whole world. And then third one, Quran Sharif is Noor. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is the only divine book and scripture in its pristine purity. I'm sure you ain't put this room. If I ask you all, how many places you had Taraweeh this Ramadan? You'll tell me, yeah, Muhammadin, yeah, and there. We are the only country in the world that have per capita so many hafiz. We'll beat all the Arab countries. So remember that. So this is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla. Who are you, O Muslim? Allah Jalla Wala Noor. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Noor. Quran Sharif Noor. O Muslim, who are you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. When Allah opens the heart of that person, then remember the Noor permeates and comes into that person. You know we have DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current. You know all the load shedding better than me. So what happens, you need a candle. With the one candle, you light up 10 candles and so forth and so on. Nowadays, I know you guys will tell me you got solar, you got inverter, but the poor people don't have that. They still use the candle. So to light up the other candle, you yourself must have the first candle. So we have the Noor of Iman and Islam, and we need to spread it amongst all. Remember that. When last did we speak to a non-Muslim or Islam? So today when you look at the micro, you look at the macro, everywhere in the world, there is a conflict and a kashmakash we call in Urdu, between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So what is that? Quran, the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala mentions it in chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna in the Arabic language means now and in the future. What is the intention of the non-Muslims? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention and motive is to extinguish the Noor of Allah, to wipe out Islam from the surface of this earth. That is their aim.
expelling the Palestinians from Gaza, more than 2 million. 82% of the Israelis agreed with me. All of you brothers and sisters, everywhere I go I announce this. It's free, Mufat Joai. It's Mufat, it's free. So you just download Haaretz newspaper, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z, it's a Jutla paper, and it's in English, the best English newspaper in Israel, the rogue regime, and you read the daily news from their side. So there they wrote, 82% of the Israelis say, expel this whole lot here, we don't want them here. So see. They want to starve them deliberately, they want to expel them, and if they stay there, burn them. And all this, their politicians are saying openly, it's not something they're hiding. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah bi'afwahihim. But Allah Jalla Wala, who controls this entire universe, what does He say? Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah's nur will go and finish the kuffar up, and Islam will rise, and Islam will be the one that will be predominant in the entire world. Wallahu kariha al-kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and despise it and detest it. So we have the Nuraniyat, my brothers. You're sitting in Sirajul Islam Masjid. You need to take the Siraj, the candle, the Nur of Islam, and spread it across the whole world. Not here only in Northwest and Pakistan. The whole world, remember that. We run small radio stations, chewing gum. But people, thousands of them in different parts of the world, they hear. Because the people are thirsty for the truth. I just want to give you four or five examples quickly. You all heard of what happened in India, Pakistan. But you don't hear the real story. You hear all the propaganda of the Zionists. Before I go to that, listen to what Quran Kareem teaches us. When I stood here, you trustees, I don't know. Who's the trustees? This mic. The topi fell off, you see. So I asked Muazzin, where's the topi? He said, leave the topi, it's all right. So jag topi jo barabar sabar kar jaye. You see, topi bhi pay bhi, you see. So the topi fell before I could speak. You understood at this time of time. I said, Barkat place, we live on air, you understand? So what is to be putting on a market now? So mashallah, you sure I wore a special topi today to come here to Pajusru. So mashallah, Quran Kareem tells us, Surah 5, verse 82, the last verse of the sixth supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Yahud. The Imam, I translated the khutbah here, outside and now the inside of the bed. So, the Imam today in Makkah was Sheikh Mahir. His khutbah was alright, very open. You understand? I told him, I give you 60%. But the Imam in the Haram, our Haram, Makkah, is not allowed to take the name Yahud. They say, Allahumma alayka bi sahayina al-zalimin. Ya Allah, punish the Jews, punish the Zionists who are oppressive and so forth. Why? Johnny will get upset. You know Johnny? Johnny is MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Imagine our Haram, you can't use the word Jew. If you had to use the word Jew, you'll get fired. That is the reality on the ground. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And your worst enemies are the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Quran is telling you. But Quran is fair, the most just. لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ. You can't say every Jew, every Hindu is our enemy. You say majority. Look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India. You must be a very naive person to think if they're not operating together and their aim is against Islam. So the war took place between Pakistan and India. Who are they fighting? America, Israel, India, France. All of them got together. There's one country, Muslim country, these Arabs are good for nothing. Your Saudis and Emiratis and Qatar and Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan and Egypt on air. I say, kulluhum murtadun, kulluhum khawan. Each one of them is murtad and after the fall of Islam, as far as the rulers go. We don't have to apologize for that. We have to be clear. We mustn't become a scholar for dollar and worry what people will say. The truth must be spoken. So my brothers, the point I'm making here is this. Their aim was, if you understand the underlying factor, that Pakistan is a threat. It's the only Muslim country that has nuclear. We have to wipe Pakistan out and then nuclear out. Wamakaru wamakar Allah. China gets wind of that. Turkey gets wind of that. Azerbaijan gets wind of that. They know Pakistan can't handle this best alone. China help them. That is the truth we must speak. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعِيدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ حَدِيثِ الْبُخَارِ شَرِيفِ. Allah Ta'ala helps Islam sometimes through non-Muslims. So what China got to do with Islam? They interested in Pakistan's manners. I spent 7 years there. I used to see so many Chinese in the 70s. I used to always wonder, what these Ching Chong guys are doing here? Then we understood the whole, you know, politics and dynamics and so forth. So they are the ones who supplied all the intelligence and satellite, and we told them, use our planes. They finished India up, they finished America up, they finished Israel up, they finished France up. That is what the Pakistan Air Force did. A miracle they pulled off of Karam. But you see that Allah wants to help you. But it doesn't mean that because Pakistan is the best country, they corrupt like you can't believe like South Africa. The Pakistan army is corrupt, the politicians are corrupt, every second person is corrupt. But Allah's fazl comes, Allah's mercy comes, and Pakistan got saved, their nuclear got saved, and taught India, America, Israel all a big lesson. Come to Gaza al-Mubarak. I've been to Palestine 5 times. They banned me now for life. I was actually there long time. They told me, AK, you're a big troublemaker. So the jutlas tell me. So I tell them, why? They say, you don't carry, you have to tell people must carry AK-47 upon. I say, I don't have AK-47, what do you tell people? I have AK-255. So what the hell you mean by AK-255? I told them I got Ayatul Kursi in my heart, AK, and Ayat number 255. I believe this AK-255 is more powerful than AK-47. So they got mad, they chased me away, you see the jutlas. And this time my passport never come back. So they're listening, they're recording this lecture now as I speak. So we mustn't worry about them. What is the truth we must speak? What is the aim? Now our brothers, you don't even understand. Let that be the truth. We don't even understand what is real for. We don't understand our deen. We don't understand the politics. One is Jews, Jutla Haram. A Fuya Jewel is a Doya Jewel. Yeah, a sure saying up next was a Jew. Now you foreigners from Ethiopia and here and there, Burundi and Pakistan, you won't understand Afrikaans. Our South Africans don't understand this new generation. That you say you are a good Jew is a dead Jew. And we agree with that, with the Buddha on that. And you so saying up next is a Jew, it's Quran telling you that. They said Allah is very stingy. Allah said, Hullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qawla. You are very stingy, Jutlas, and Allah has cursed you what you are saying. So you understand. So one is Judaism, one is Zionism. The Zionists, remember, got 4 aims. We must take over Palestine and make it Israel. That happened already on 14th of May, 1948. We must take over our capital, Jerusalem. So that happened in 1967. Today is Friday. This Monday they passed. They had Jerusalem Day. Do you know what they were saying? They were saying openly, those of you, and I beg you, brothers, I beg you, sisters, go with your husbands, go with your sons, go with your fathers. Every one of you, you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah. It's not necessary you go make MBS reach again. Go to Aqsa, show your solidarity with the people there. Show them that we care for you, we appreciate the sacrifice you are making. So they put up big banners. Now is the time to build the Temple of Solomon. Haikal Sulaimani. You've been to Aqsa, in front is Masjid al-Tibli. At the back is Dome of the Rock, the Golden Dome. They say we must demolish that and replace it with the temple. So that is the aim, openly the same thing. So my brothers, now they were celebrating Jerusalem Day. Do you know what they said? They said, we love killing the Palestinians, we love raping the Palestinians. Where's the world's media? Where's the Muslims? Where the Arabs and for dictators? For Saudi Arabia, you need to understand, we don't speak of Makkah Medina. Makkah Medina is always holy to us. I speak of Ali Saud, the Saud family. Mustafa, this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for the people of Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, Jordan. He made special dua for the people of Yemen. People of Yemen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 4 duas, all in Bukhari Sharif. Yesterday, the Haaretz newspaper carried the article. Why can't the U.S. and Israel defeat Yemen? So I answered. I said, hey, Jutla Harami, listen to me. You will never defeat them. Because Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. Through Iman you will find in Yemen. Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya. Through wisdom you will find in Yemen. And Al-Fiqhu Yamaniyun. All four hadiths in Bukhari Sharif. Four parts. The true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. And Najdi, Saudis used to invite me a lot before, you know. So the conference does this. So one day the lecturer is lecturing. So we asked him, what is the meaning of this hadith? Najd, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Yemen. He made dua for Sham. They said, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi Najdina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused. The Master alayhi salam is rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he refused. So he said, Najd, amma Najd wa Iraq. So we said, Sheikh, you're the big ustad. How can Najd refer to Iraq when you study the mawaqit, when you study the boundaries, when you come for Hajj, you went to Medina Munawwara, from there you fastened Ihram, you came to Makkah. The name is Zul Hulayfa, 108 years, 109 years ago. They changed it to Bir Ali Abar Ali. Muhammad Ali Dafuri from Sudan came, he dug up the boreholes and wells. So the name is Zul Hulayfa, new name Bir Ali. Wali Ali Yaman Yalamla, Wali Ali Najdin Sabnul Manazim. They will say Najd refers to Saudi Arabia. So how come one place refers to Saudi and other places refers to Iraq? For Buhita, finish, he got knocked out, technical knockout, you see. So where is Najd? That is Riyadh and all that areas there, the capital. Where Johnny sits, where the king sits, where the Ali Saud sits, and there they make all that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al fitan wa zalazil. I refuse to make dua for them. From there the fitnas will come, the earthquakes will come. Earthquake can be this or earthquake. Which Muslim in his right mind will build Salama in Medina Munawwara in Makkah? Go to, this is all truth. They will sue me, they will say, me, what are you talking nonsense? They got me taped, you must remember this. But they know what we are saying is the truth. We can prove it. In Jeddah, they got bikini beaches. And they call this F1 drivers, Formula 1 drivers. Half of them gay to come, go round and round and spin around there in Jeddah. The biggest musical shows you will get there in Saudi. For the World Cup, they paid millions and billions of dollars 20, 34. But every day we make dua on radio. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta Aad wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate the Saud family. As you decimate the Aad wa Thamud, kawme Aad wa Thamud. They are destroying Islam from within. Remember that. You carry a Palestinian flag today in Makkah, Medina, they want to arrest you. That is the truth. You need to wake up, my brothers. You can't be just khana, peena, sona, and that. So the Zionist aim is this. We took over Israel. We took over Palestine. We made Israel. We took over, you must remember, Jerusalem. We made it our capital. What the Muslims can do? Third one, we want Eretz Israel. We want, you must remember, to expand the borders. You saw the flag of Israel. Look here, brothers. This is the flag of Israel. White flag, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, the Star of David. You know what this blue line and blue line means? It's not decoration. It's a smack in our face. Minal Furati al-Nil. If you go to the Knesset, their parliament is written there in Hebrew and written in Arabic. From the Euphrates River in Iraq to the River Nile. I've been to all these countries. Iraq, Iran, Egypt, Allah. But Allah's help. So you must remember, this is what we want. We want Khaybar back. They're telling the Saudis, this Khaybar belongs to us. And the Muslims are fast asleep. Then the final plan, we want this Masjid al-Aqsa. But the Muslim doesn't read. In 1994, it was the 15th, you must remember, of Ramadan. And it was Fajr time on the Friday. Baruch Goldstein came in. Our brothers were there. I read Salat in 89, in 92. This happened Ramadan 94. Big Masjid, double the size, triple the size of this example. So he comes in while our brothers are in Ruku Sazda, he murdered 29 of them in the masjid. The eventual death toll, 70. succumb to the injury.
But what the Jutla Harami did, they stole our masjid.
And what the Arab regime did,
what the Muslim done, just kept quiet.
They said, if you can take their masjid,
and you know how holy sacred the masjid is,
go to Hebron. When you enter the masjid, on the left hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there, his honorable wife Sayyidah Sarah is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there, Sayyidah Rifka, Rebecca is buried there. In English Bible they say Rebecca. Then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried there, then his honorable wife Leah is buried. So right from the back, they took it over, now 90%, 80%, they took over the masjid. Imagine, they took over our masjid, and we must just accept. They want to pull the same stunt. Hamas say, we will never allow. You heard of Sheikh Ahmed Yassin? Sheikh Ahmed Yassin started Hamas in 87. Youngsters, leave these old people, they tired and retired, their memories are not working also. What you youngsters are doing? Playing the whole day with your phone, sending emails to the females, whole day watching the films. You need to wake up, brothers, my youth. You don't want to wake up, Allah will use somebody else. Yesterday, if you're on my group, I sent out a message. The Shabab, the Saudi youngsters are waking up. They told MBS, you make ties with Israel, we will topple you. The Egyptians spoke up, the youth. They said, see, we're coming for you. They in Indonesia, the Arab youngsters woke up and they said, peace, we're coming for you. Allah will choose whoever He wants. Allah don't need me or need you. But we want to sit in our comfort zone. Just khana, peena, sona and be comfortable. You can't sit in your comfort zone. There are 25 million people in Sudan suffering with starvation. Who is there for them? Because they're dark in complexion, we don't worry. But the gal nahi karna. They don't speak our tongue. Is that your Islam? My ustad, you understand, for you ulama and students, big lessons. When I was in Makkah, we used to go, my ustad, Sheikh Maulid Sabuni, used to teach us tafsir. When we're in Medina, Munawwara, Sheikh Umar Falata, any Nigerian here, I want to meet you. Sheikh Umar Falata from Nigeria, 49 years, he taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi. Before the Dars, the lesson would start, we would kiss his forehead and kiss his hand. So one day I showed a South African dame, my honorable ustad, Sheikh Umar Falata. You know they told me, South Africa. He said, that darky. I cried and I walked away. You can't have that apartheid in you. Your gang mentality means nothing in Islam. Our languages means nothing in Islam. We are the ummah. You have to worry about Gaza. Every child, what have you done for Gaza? I'm asking you, what have you done? We just make small collections, that we think we did enough. You have to go. They won't allow you in Gaza. Go to Jerusalem, go to Hebron, go to Nablus, go everywhere else you will see. What? Every one of you, take half a million, quarter million, take it with you and go. You got enough money to go. And I send my nephews, all of them, go and help the people. Go and show we are Mujahideen, that we can make jihad with our money also. And brothers, in the ending, my message to you, our Hamas is on haq. They belong to the Ahlul Sunnah. Remember that? Must take sense, we all from it. But they are fighting. If you're not for Hamas, your Masjid al-Aqsa should be gone already. Understand? The children, you must remember, last message, my time is up, 1 minute left. The children of Gaza, of Palestine, they take on the army, I saw my own eyes. They tell them, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad, Sofa Yahud. Remember the battle of Khaybar in Muharram, 70 of the Hijrah, when the Muslims say that Ali was given the flag, and he's known as Fatih Khaybar, Haydar al-Tarwar, the lion who took them on. 94 Jutlas were dispatched to hell, 16 Sahaba became Shuhada, these children who got nothing, Iman in their hearts, stones in their hand, and they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad, Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're coming for you. So what our children will do? They show us a water pistol our wuzu will bring. What you think? So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all of our masajid, every day read through the Qad Salat. Allah protect the people of Gaza. Allah Ta'ala decimate the Jutlas and the entire Israeli regime. Any person who speaks in favor of Israel, we got many hypocrites in the Muslims also. and the Arab countries and Muslim countries. You must remember such people, you must boycott them, excommunicate them. We got nothing to do with you. You are just like a Jutlarina. Remember that is our message. Well, I think all the trustees, all the imam, I think my brother Ahmed Abdi, he brought me here. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لدفع المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشفين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت إخواني البدن ضعيف ضعيف والسفر طويل طويل والبحر عميق عميق والزاد قليل قليل والصراط دقيق دقيق والحاكم رب جليل جليل وتقول النار هل من مزيد وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي
ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول داود خليفة الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي، ويقول حبيبنا وشفيعنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي، ويقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة عبادي عبادي لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم من ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان، اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملعونين يا رب العالمين، اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تقل منهم احدا، اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الاحزاب، اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه، اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وموتى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين، ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten the road, brothers, please, and switch off all the cell phones. What is it? Who's the Imam? Imam not here.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا
Brothers upstairs also, please switch off your cell phones, straighten all the sufuf, please. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخضود وطلع مشدود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم حميد مجيد. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome يا مصطفى. Welcome.